Hi there, my name is Katya Berker, and I am a graduate student in Rolf Baldmer's lab at Sanford Burnham Prebys Medical Discovery Institute in La Jolla, California. I just want to lay out how I have my poster presented. So I have three different sections here going down, and I will go through each section from left to right, and you can follow the figures to make that a little bit more simple. So overall, I have been involved with this project where we are screening genes from patients with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, or HLHS. This is a very severe disorder that causes mainly a reduced left ventricle size, and it is congenital. Babies who are born with this disease will require three-step surgical procedure, and other than that, there are no treatments for the disease. Further, the disease is known to be of genetic origin. However, there are not that many genes involved that we know of so far. So what we're trying to do is understand what other genes are relevant for HLHS, which could also be relevant for other congenital heart diseases. So figure one is depicting the HLHS heart, and as you can see, the left ventricle is greatly reduced on that side. Now, moving towards the right for methodology, what we have done is partnered with the Mayo Clinic. They are performing bioinformatic analysis to screen for genes of particular function and rarity and deleteriousness that might be involved with this disease. We find the fly homolog of each of those genes, and we perform cardiac specific knockdown using RNA interference in order to determine what genes are relevant here. Once we have some hits, we can perform combinatorial genetic analyses in order to understand which genes are potentially interacting with each other and what are some causal pathways. In figure three, this is depicting the model that we use, which is Drosophila. So we perform the heart-specific knockdown using the Gal4 UAS system. For the most part, we use a very strong Gal4 driver, which is HAN4.2 in the heart. And figure four is depicting our dissected Drosophila. And there you can see the heart, which is a horizontal tube. And further, we can take these, videos that will allow us to then understand some of the functional parameters around the heart knockdowns. And there we can see in figure four a single pixel slice, which is plotted over time, and we can measure a variety of different functional groups, for example, contractility or fractional shortening, which is depicted there. So we can now scroll to the main part of the poster in the results section. Now I found that heart-specific knockdown of CHCHD36, which is part of the Mycos complex, had some very severe phenotypes. Now the Mycos complex has been shown to function in maintaining cristae morphology. However, it has not been well documented as a role in the heart, especially CHCHD3 and CHCHD6. Now in figure six, this is the fractional shortening phenotype that I saw, where the contractility or fractional shortening is greatly reduced across four different RNAi lines. Furthermore, when I looked at the heart tissue as stained for a variety of sarcomeric proteins shown in panel B, the main phenotype was seen with the F-actin or phylloidin staining, where it appears that the Z-bands are not very distinct relative to the controls. When I looked at other components of the sarcomere, they appear slightly altered, however, it is not as distinct as F-actin. From there, I began to think that what might be happening is there is a reduction in ATP that is causing the reduction in fractional shortening, and further causing the alteration in F-actin, because ATP is known to have a role in F-actin polymerization and remodeling. Now moving over to the right side, in figure seven, I wanted to determine whether this was in fact cardiac specific knockdown that was causing these phenotypes. And so I used the Dodd or Dorothy Galfour driver line, and that is specific to the pericardial cells, which you can see in A are flanking the heart. It's important to do this because our HAND 4.2 Galfour driver is very strong, and it knocks down in the heart, but it also knocks down in pericardial cells. So there I was able to determine that pericardial cell knockdown of CHD36 did not cause a reduction of fractional shortening, and when I knocked down with MEF2, which is an all-muscle cell driver, not specific to pericardial cells, I do see a reduction in fractional shortening. Therefore, it seems that cardiac-specific reduction of CHD36 is relevant for the functional phenotype, and I noticed it was also relevant for the structural phenotype too. Now in figure 8, I wanted to ask, well, since HLHS is a developmental disorder, would CHD36 potentially be involved earlier on? And so I started by looking at embryos, and we can see in panel A there is the W1118 control, and then I created this CHCHD loss of function deficiency line, and what we're seeing in pink there is MEF2, which will label all of the muscle cells, and then slit, which is a secreted protein of the lumen. And we can see that the cardioblasts, which are lining up right in the middle of the embryos there, lined up horizontally, they appear relatively normal in the loss of function line. So I looked a little bit later on, and in panel B, this was looking at very early pupil stages, white stages, and there I saw a slight reduction in fractional shortening, but that was only in one of the lines. So overall it appears that CHD36 is likely relevant at early adult stages of development for these cardiac phenotypes seen. Finally, if we scroll down to the last panel, in figure 9 I was asking, well, if CHD36 is important, are other components of the mycose complex also important for cardiac function and structure, as we saw previously? So I knocked down all of the components of the mycose complex, which is in panel A, and there was a reduction in fractional shortening in some of the lines. However, it was not apparent in all of the lines. Interestingly, those lines that did show a reduction in fractional shortening, which are mitophilin and SAM50, are known to interact with CHCHD36 and form a subcomplex in the mycose complex. Interestingly, when I looked at the F-actin pattern, that was not changed in any of the other mycose complex knockdown flies, and that is depicted in panel B. Now looking down from there at figure 10, I was also wondering whether the knockdown of CHD36 was important for mitochondrial function, and I have performed some assays in the heart. They've been proven to be quite difficult, so if you have any recommendations there, that would be great. What I decided to do was look at a different system, which are the indirect flight muscles, and what I did was knock down CHD36 in all muscles. There I saw that the climbing ability was reduced, as well as there was lethality shown, leading me to believe that there is in fact a decline in mitochondrial function upon CHD36 knockdown. So I went back to the Mayo Clinic and asked them if they could look for additional genes from the mycose complex, and that is shown in figure 11. They looked through their entire cohort, which is roughly 183 HLHS patients, and they did find additional probands who harbored mycose complex variants. Now, moving forward from this, what I am currently working on is to do some genetic screening. I am going through the candidate genes from these patients from figure 11 and knocking them down in combination with CHCHD36 and understanding whether there are any interactions there to probe further. Thank you very much for attending my poster.